Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not sick. I don't have a cold. I got pets, and I think I've learned why I'm not that attractive. You know, it's not my genes. My mom was good looking. My father was good looking. I think it's because I have pets, and I notice women's attractiveness is inversely proportional to their pet ownership, whereas men are more attractive when they have pets. So I don't know if you live in a neighborhood where you have men who are kind of half naked running with their dog, you know, and they're like, dang, man. Not only are they pretty good looking, right, shirtless, but, you know, they're running with their dog. When a man loves a dog and has a pet, I think it's the coolest thing. Yeah, I fell in love with my husband because he had a cat. I was like, oh my gosh, if he's good with a cat, then, okay, he's got me. So pets make men more attractive. But with us women, it's the opposite, ladies. Okay, so first of all, I wake up, as usual, with a cat on my face. Always some cat has their tushy on my face. All right, so that doesn't help. Then one of my cats, remember, I got four, okay? One of them really likes to eat off my eyelash extension. So for those of you going, Dahlia, your eyes are off. Are you pulling out no, I don't pull them out. I have a cat who likes to eat my very expensive eyelash extensions. Then I'll get dressed and I'll look all good or whatever. And then I'll smell something. I'm like, that doesn't smell right. Well, it's because the cat did pee-pee dress or threw up on my shoe. And, you know, my husband, when the animals jump on our bed, he'll just push them away, leave me alone, whatever. I mean, the dog, he might cuddle a little bit with. Yeah, the dog's on the bed too. But for the most part, he's like, leave me alone. Well, me, because I'm the mommy, you know, if they need to curl up or if they're cold or they need to be in a certain position, I'll sleep like this where my whole neck and back, in fact, I pulled out my neck. I got torticollis today too. I'm having a bad day. I'm having a real bad day because one of the cats was on my pillow, so I had my head a certain way. Now it just all hurts. So I'm walking around, you know, sideways, side bent, screaming, ow, allergies. My eyes are all puffy. I stink because I don't know who did pee pee where. See, the thing is we have 5 potty boxes. We also have little doggy doors. The cats could go anywhere. But the cats want me to think about them. And so they'll do a pee-pee here and there, or they'll throw up, you know, or they'll give me a centipede or whatever. Well, nobody wants to be around me if I have puffy eyes, if I have half my lashes gone, if I stink, if I have throw up on the bottom of my shoe, and if I didn't sleep well. Nobody wants to be around. And then, you know, when you walk the pets, it's fascinating. You know, when I see men with their dogs and all that, very quiet. When men walk their dog, it's quiet. They do their thing, whatever. How do you do that? How do you walk a pet quietly? Me, I am yelling the whole time. I'm like, Uzi, no, 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 don't poop over there. You poop, we could have pooped in the park. We were just at the park. We were just at the park. You didn't poop over there. Now you're going, no, I'm not going to, oh, God, now, oh, no, you just went poo-poo. Oh, my God. Why do I have to clean the poop? You could have just done it 2 blocks ago. We were just there. Oh, my gosh, now I got to pick it up. Now I got to carry it out. Stink. This stink. You know, and then the dog will chase. I'm like, no, Uzi, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl. Okay, well, you don't really look attractive when you're a woman walking down the neighborhood screaming, bad girl, why you do bad girl? So, I don't know. You know, I think back and I look back and sometimes my old pictures come up and I go, I might have been good looking. My father once said, this was probably the only compliment I got from him. He said, you look good, but when you talk, you look stupid. So don't talk. If you don't talk, you look good. So it didn't work. Didn't work. That's a career in radio. I like to talk. So, you know, I love pets, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what to feed your pets for Thanksgiving and what not to, because trust me, our pets are going to be really, really smart next week about how to, you know, get all up into our business. And I don't know if I'm going to talk about it today. Maybe I'll talk about it next week, but I'll review it because it's so important, because we feed our animals the worst stuff. But I really think that, you know, a woman with a bunch of cats and dogs turns people off, you know? Let's say Corey left me. All right, which could have happened. I mean, let's say, you know, he wakes up and goes, what the hell am I doing here? If I try to meet somebody and they go, you know, what's your house like? I got four cats and a dog. They're going to be like, oh, hell to the no. Yet if a man goes, well, I have a little puppy and I have a couple kittens, you're like, ah. When a woman has, and that's the other thing, too. I think it's because, you know, my husband once said that he saw that I had no problem letting the cats eat, you know, my food, lick my face. Yet if my husband takes a bite of my sandwich, I'll eat around his bite. I mean, I don't mind if he drinks my drink, but there's something about when he bites into the sandwich that it's the teeth marks. I don't know. And so he says, but you'll let the dogs and cats. So maybe also men feel like they're second fiddle to the pets. And that's a turnoff. So, ladies, you know, a lot of you guys are single out there. Ladies, all the ladies, if you're, you know, putting all, you know, you, pictures of yourself and your pets on Tinder, pretend, but, you know, hide the pets. You know, in fact, you know, I haven't had a party in my house now for a couple of years. And people ask, you know, when are you going to, you know, have another party? It's like, but I got pets. It's a turnoff. People don't want to be running. You know, I had a bunch of students over about a couple of years ago. And we had that was when we had our dog Apollo, our big golden lab, and the dog farted so bad. So it didn't come to me yet because the air ventilation was going, I think, south, southeast. And then all of a sudden, a couple of the girls are like, Dr. Wax, they don't have to call me Dr. Wax, they're all colleagues. And I'm like, what's wrong? And the look on their face, I'm like, oh God, you know, is there a shooter in the house? What's going on? And then all of a sudden, I felt my lungs turn brown. Because the dog farted. It's just not attractive. We're just not attractive with our pets. Men are, not women. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we still don't have all the election results in. I don't know if it's going to happen even this year. I think we will have a final tally by January 2023, which just shows you how much of a cluster it is when you have all these mail-in ballots. I get mail-in ballots, absentee ballots needed for our military, for those that are too vulnerable to go to the polls, but it shouldn't be the primary mode of voting. That's not something that I think has proven to be a very, very wise choice. But we do, though, have some movement, as yesterday we were finally told that they have concluded that one party versus another is going to control the House, and it ended up being Republicans. Republicans hit the 218 number. 217 is half, you know, it's like 435 House representatives, but 218 brought them now to the majority. And, you know, I know a lot of people are celebrating that because now there could be more of a checks and balances. Maybe we'll rein in the spending. But it's a very, very slim majority. And since, you know, not everybody in the House votes Senate, they seem to often vote right down party lines. So a 50-49, with the exception of the Georgia runoff, and we'll see what happens with the Georgia election, but with Kamala Harris breaking the tie, Senate has no problem passing things by that slim, you know, we'll make it work by that one degree margin. But with the House, it's still not as a shoo-in for Republicans to get their agenda through because they only have one now vote on top of others. Now, we still have races pending. We have three more in California that are still going on, Valadao, Kylie, and Duarte. Boebert also. It appears Boebert's making some gain, but that's in Colorado. And so there's a chance that the Republicans can pick up four more seats. That'll give them a little extra cushion. Democrats are still on board to take two seats. Excuse me, the Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, California 47. And then Alaska, Peltola is still ahead by about 53,000 votes. So there's going to be that little bit of a cushion. It's interesting because Newport Beach, I was blown away how many Trump signs there were. Newport Beach, Orange County, much more conservative. But it looks like their District 47 will still go to Democrats. So far, there's 93% of the vote is in, 6,900 vote majority. I'm sorry, guys. Cat slept on my face, and I can't breathe. When I can't breathe out of my nose, man, I'm all stuffed up. So, you know, what now happens? So, you know, many Republicans are hoping, all right, we could get our inflation down. We could get this recession stopped. There's only so much you could do. You know, President Biden's still in office. The Senate is extremely split. But we do have a lot of cheering going on for the Republicans because it looks like Nancy Pelosi is not going to be, now that she's on the majority, she is going to have a successor. And she is on Capitol Hill. She is going to be announcing what she's going to do. Some people think she's going to be a ambassador to Italy, something like that. I mean, my guess is while Biden's president, she could have full reign of what she wants to do. She's 82. And look, can I just say, I have to admit, for 82, considering what we've seen with Biden and his cognitive issues, you know, Nancy still seems to be, you know, still with it, still very, whoever a plastic surgeon is, amazing job. I'm still blown away she's 82 years old. Not the biggest fan of her politics, but I have to admit, she looks great for 82. And she wants to still work. So I guess we're going to find out in a few minutes where she's going to go, what she is going to do. She had pledged that she was not going to lead her party past January 2023. I'm sure she's going to leave Congress. There has to be a position for her to move to. But it is going to, we're going to see some changes. In fact, a very big change now, or the next thing we're going to now see are the committee hearings, are the investigations. And this is something that should have been done from day one. Didn't happen. Republicans, I know a lot of people don't like them, but they sometimes seem to be less cutthroat than others. Like when Trump got into office, everybody's telling him to lock Hillary Clinton up. And he did what I would have done. Maybe not the smartest move, but I'm like, look, I won. You know, she did bad with the emails. Anybody else that got wrongly prosecuted, let's let them go. Because, you know, we're not prosecuting Hillary, but from here on out, this stuff stops. The problem is you really can't do that because now the FBI is all over him and what he might have taken, you know, cocktail napkins or nuclear pictures, which kind of blows my mind. I don't understand why there's You know, if everything's on computers these days, what does he have hard copies of? So I'm still a little confused by all that. But, you know, people say, look, he should have gone after Hillary because him being nice did nothing to help him when the FBI wanted to go after him. So I think House Republicans are starting to see that they have a job to do. If somebody is in the wrong, if there is allegedly some wrongdoing, they're going to look into it. And if Biden was the big guy in Hunter Biden's emails, blows my mind that Hunter Biden would be that savvy to not mention his name. I mean, considering all the drugs and everything, for him to still, yeah, I almost wonder if they were even his emails to remember not say, you know, dad or pops or something. I don't know. But anyway, Republicans are claiming that President Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's controversial foreign business deals. This spanned 50 different countries, they're saying. And so now that they clinched control of House of Representatives, they can now move forward with this being investigated. Representative James Comer accused Biden of being chairman of the board of his family's business dealings and even claimed the White House spent more than $250,000 to deflect the negative stories about Hunter. And so they say, this is an investigation of Joe Biden. I think we've laid out the evidence as to why we feel it's important, and we're going to move forward with that. So here's the thing from a psychological perspective, because I don't necessarily like to talk politics. I like to talk about what is the behavior of politics and why things are going a certain way. All right? What happened with Hunter Biden was huge. If Joe Biden was involved, allegedly, and many of us think he was, that's even huger. And if we are gearing up for a president or a former President Trump run, primary or presidential run, this type of stuff is going to be, you could bet your butt, vehemently brought up from the left. And so the right feels like, okay, if they have any opportunity, it's now. And if anybody wants to say that there was abuse of power, and I don't really know who's innocent, who's guilty, I don't know who did what, you know, and I have seen people poor abuse power. So I, you know, wouldn't be surprised if wealthy people abuse their power too. You know, sometimes, you know, I've noticed in medicine that sometimes the wealthiest people weren't because they were super good doctors. I think I was a fantastic doctor. I don't brag a lot because you guys know I can't cook. I'm singing, leaves a lot to be desired. I'm horrible in bed. But I mean, you know what? I was a damn good doctor. I still am. I didn't get rich on being a doctor. I didn't make millions upon millions of dollars like other doctors have. Well, because you have to be business savvy, or you have to be aggressive, or you'll have to take things that next level. I don't want to do that. I don't want to take things that next level. You know how many people said, Dahlia, you should be selling vitamins. Well, why? I have a hard enough time selling a person to go and get their colonoscopy because I think they have colon cancer. I'm not going to waste time trying to push a vitamin on them. But yeah, I didn't make the money that other people made. So I'm not surprised that, you know, some people in their wealth, especially if they're in politics, you know, use things to their advantage. What is it but Nancy Pelosi's husband and his stock dealings and all that? So, you know, if the Republicans are bracing for the heat from Democrats and it's going to be a mess, then they are going to seize on this. So for those people going, why are they doing this? They're so bad. Well, it's already happened. And once you step it up on one side, the other side's going to now step it up. It's going to get worse, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Labor Department reported Thursday filings for U.S. unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. Initial jobless claims decreased by 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 22,000. Republicans will flip control of the U.S. House of Representatives after 4 years. Republican wins in California and New York Wednesday from the midterm elections helped the party. The number two donor to the Democrat Party, Sam Bankman-Fried, was the man in charge when FTX cryptocurrency failed and filed bankruptcy, costing the American investor billions of dollars with the help of celebrities like Tom Brady, NBA players, and Hollywood, California elitists. Representative Democrat Maxine Waters dodged a Fox News question, should Democrats give back donations?
Well, I don't want to get into that. As a matter of fact, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have received donations.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I opened the show talking about my cats, Mariah asked, what do I feed my cats? I use the big blue Purina bag, the complete chow. I use that. They love that. They love that chow. And then the spoiled ones eat the wet food. But so to answer your question, Purina cat chow. With Thanksgiving, though, remember, we're going to have to feed them. We're going to have to be very, very careful because they're going to want our trimmings. Well, joining us next is a scientist at Purina, a top animal behavior expert, and I believe she also did her research. She's a research fellow at Disney's Animal Kingdom. She is a PhD, Dr. Annie Valeska, and she has over 15 years of animal behavior experience as her role as senior scientist on Purina's pet behavior team. No wonder they love their Purina chow. Dr. Valeska, thank you so much for joining us. We love having you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, so we got the National Dog Show, one of my favorites, and my dog will never be able to compete. I don't know how I could get my dog to even let me give her a bath. But, yeah, talk to us about this beloved Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah, you know, I think the National Dog Show presented by Purina has become a Thanksgiving tradition for millions of families because those dogs are so fun to watch. And the outstanding socialization and training and nutrition that they get is a big part of what makes them champions. The good news is we can bring some of that into our own home. They might never be best in show, but we can still take the time to ensure our pets get any training and socialization that they need, and also make sure that we provide them with food that delivers proper nutrition, like your chow, a dog chow, or a Purina Pro Plan.
That's so true. And, you know, I love that you bring this up. We spoke about this years ago, how when a family gets a pet hastily, doesn't train them, and then the cat maybe, you know, potties in the house or whatever, then that animal keeps being yelled at, and then there's room for abuse. And there's a proper training of the animal enhances your life, enhances the animal's life, and I think it's often overlooked because people don't realize that, you know, when you have an animal, just like with a kid, they do require some training.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people make the mistake of believing that socialization is kind of neutral, that as long as they expose the dog, for example, to a lot of other dogs, a lot of other people, a lot of environments, that that's all they need to do. But you need to make sure that those experiences with those new people, dogs, and environments are positive ones. So you really need to guide those interactions in order to ensure that you have a dog that's going to be calm and happy and well socialized in all of those different environments.
Exactly. And, you know, they don't want to be yelled at like bad boy, bad girl. They're good. And these pets, they're lifesavers. So, you know, each year I talk about what pets can and can't eat for Thanksgiving, because sadly a lot of people don't realize that there's things that they could give them that are poisonous. What are you urging people this Thanksgiving holiday when it comes to pets?
Yeah, this is such an important topic, and there's going to be a lot of food around. That's what Thanksgiving's all about. But a lot of what we find tasty is toxic to our pets. So the biggest ones that you don't want to give your cat or dog are garlic, onion, raisin, grape, and another one that's kind of sneaky is xylitol. Xylitol is an artificial sweetener. It's found in a lot of sugar-free products like gum, candy, sugar-free peanut butter. So you really want to make sure that you're not giving any of those foods to your pet. Instead, what I recommend is maybe picking up like a turkey-flavored treat or wet food. That way you can give your pet something special. You can give them a flavor of the season, but you're doing it in a very safe way.
Absolutely. And, guys, I'm going to post a list of all of these foods. You know, another thing I always see this time of year is pancreatitis from the, you know, excessive fat that the animals will get, the trimmings and things like that. And when you have a dog that's suffering from pancreatitis, it's miserable, and it's something that's avoidable. So, yeah, it's so true. Onions, mushroom, garlic, nuts, xylitol. So, Dr. Valeska, we have families coming together. We got the dog show coming on. When is the dog show airing?
So the dog show airs on Thanksgiving Day. It'll be at noon in all time zones right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Love it. And Purina is sponsoring the segment, but is also sponsoring the show and sponsoring a sweepstakes game. Talk to us about that.
Yes, I'm so excited for this. It's our first time doing it, the Purina Dog Show Sweepstakes. And so what it is a free bingo-type game. You can go to dogshowsweepstakes.com, register. You'll get your card, your game card, on Thanksgiving. And then while you watch the dog show, you follow along and try to match what you're seeing on screen with your card. So some of the boxes are things like a dog pun, or you saw a Pomeranian, or a dog that looked into the camera. So as you're keeping track of that, you're trying to mark off 5 squares, and then you win. So you can compete with other people that are, you know, in the same household as you watching the show, or you can also enter online, and you get opportunities to win some really cool prizes online, too.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Dr. Annie Valeska, PhD, animal expert, behavior expert, and senior scientist at Purina Pet Behavior Team. You know, I know a lot of adults are a little nervous that, you know, mother-in-law is coming over to the house for Thanksgiving. But what are some mistakes we make on Thanksgiving in terms of people, crowds, noise level? Because you know dogs pretty well. What are some things that people aren't realizing that could be adversely affecting their dog or cat even?
I love that question. I think just being mindful of the impact all of the hubbub of the holiday is having on your pet is half the battle. So make sure that you're checking in on their behavior and how they're doing. Some dogs find all that activity, maybe some extra people in the house, overwhelming. And so for those dogs, you want to make sure they have a space set aside where they can feel safe, whether that's their crate, maybe you set up a spot in the corner of the room where there's not as much activity, or even, you know, maybe a guest bedroom or a bathroom where they can just go and know that nobody's going to bother them if they need to take some time to calm down. It's also really important to keep in mind that you want to maintain that relationship with your pet, even on a busy holiday like Thanksgiving. So maybe set a timer on your watch or your phone to remind you to take some time to check in with your pet. Give them some attention, give them some praise, maybe some treats. That's going to go a long way toward maintaining your bond. And that socialization we talked about, if they are a little nervous about having all those people around, then having those positive moments with you is going to make them better socialized in the end.
It's true. You know, we just got through Halloween, and many people had spoken about how a lot of houses are dark and not a lot of people, you know, allow trick-or-treaters. Well, you know, having pets, I, you know, this was the first year where we're like, you know what, we're going to lock it down. And because the doorbell ringing and the door would just drive the dog crazy. And I want to be there. So usually we have candy outside, but people forget that Halloween and New Year's Eve, with the fireworks, 4th of July fireworks can be pretty distressful for animals. So Thanksgiving and a bunch of people over, especially the in-laws, not only drive you crazy, but can also drive the pets crazy as well.
That's right.
So anything else you'd like to share with my listeners in the last minute?
Just to remind them to make sure they play along with National Dog Show on Thanksgiving this year at noon. Just head to dogshowsweepstakes.com to get your board and make sure that you and your pet are a part of the action.
And you got a beagle named Bubblegum, a cat named Jack. You got a Shih Tzu, Araya. I love it. I love it. I think, thank you for all you do with pets. And gosh, I'm going to look up, I'm going to follow you on Instagram if you have an Instagram, because I got to see what Bubblegum looks like.
I don't have an Instagram, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, no worries. We'll have Karina send us a picture because I got to see Bubblegum. Dr. Velisca, we really appreciate all you do. God bless. Thank you and Purina. And everybody tune in to the National Dog Show this Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we do have some breaking news. Nancy Pelosi is stepping down. The leader of the Democratic Party, after 19 years, who was elected originally in 1987, says a new generation is needed. And this comes after a very, very tumultuous few administrations, years. Husband having an attack, which still leaves a lot wondering what happened, because he let police in, looked fine, then went back to the assailant, and then the assailant put him in the hospital by fracturing his skull. So there's a lot going on, and right after that happened, she had hinted that she was going to step down. So we finally did get her official resignation. She will not seek re-election. She may stay on as a member of Congress. She says, quote, "My friends, no matter what title you all, my colleagues have bestowed upon me, Speaker, Leader, Whip, there is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco. This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California I am defending our Constitution. And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the Congress. So some of the headlines could be misleading. She is not resigning for good from politics. She just will not be Speaker of the House. All right? Senate Majority Leader was there. A lot of Republicans were not. She did receive a standing ovation from House Democrats. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, politics are a mess. And I hate what politics do to people and relationships and coworkers and family. And, you know, it's, she had won, I believe, a special election back in 1987. And then she rose to power. A lot of debate on her abuse of power. But I like to, just for a moment, not think about all that and just look at long career. You know, somebody who could withstand that has some cojones, I have to say that. I mean, Trump, you know, people have been ripping on Trump, and I'm like, he doesn't have to do all this, and he is. He's facing such heat. It's hell. You know, I told you I've been asked to run. I've been asked to run for Congress. I've been asked to run for Senate. I've been asked to run for mayor of Las Vegas throughout my career. And I was too much of a weenie to do that. And what really stopped me is, in order to run, you would have to give up your radio show. You'd have to give up your medical practice. I didn't want to do that. I was too selfish. I want to be there for everybody. I want to help people, but I feel like I could help people more still being a doctor, being on radio. But I got to be honest with you. Part of it is I'm just too chicken poop. I mean, to go through what Trump has gone through, what many of these Pelosi, many of these politicians go through. And I don't need my name, dragged through the mud. And I used to. The reason why I was going to run is because I'm like, well, nobody has anything on me. I really got no skeletons on the closet. I was a virgin for the longest time. Didn't do drugs. Went through school. Worked a bunch of part-time jobs. What are they going to say? But then you see this last election where there's just outright lies. Where they say that certain candidates are going to put you in jail for having an abortion. What? I never heard that candidate say that. Where are they coming up with that? And you keep hearing from people running, you know, don't believe the lies, don't believe the lies. You're not supposed to lie. Nobody's supposed to lie. I mean, you know, they could say, all right, you know, Dahlia can't cook, you know, she can't sing. You know, she might over-dye her hair. I mean, okay, those things, you know, can be true, but you know, don't start making stuff up that I support third trimester abortions or I support putting doctors in jail who perform abortions. Where are people coming up with that BS? So I don't know how to handle a world or somebody who lies. It's really something that does get my goat. You know, if I do something and somebody's like, let's say, for example, patients waiting for me, they had to wait an hour. They complained that it was an hour, even though I had to, you know, get somebody stabilized for them to go to the hospital. And that's sadly what happens. You have some patients that need some emergent care, you know, or you need to stop some bleeding or you need to reset a fracture, you know, it is going to take time. So somebody ripping on you going, you know, okay, well, you know, she made me wait an hour. The wait's too long. It rarely was like that because I really would. I'd get there early so I could see the patient at 8 a.m. on the dot, even early if I could. But when stuff like that happens, okay, you want to complain about that? You want to complain about that. But when somebody just comes up with an outright lie, I told you guys I had a patient that I helped on a Friday night. Staff was going home. I had one, I think my office manager or my nurse manager was left. We're wrapping stuff up for the weekend. I usually am in on Saturday so that I could still deal with people's issues and labs. Somebody's banging on the glass going, please, please see me. Please see me. I'm miserable. I'm miserable. I'm like, what's going on? She had a horrible vaginal itch. So I told my nurse, I'm like, look, you know, are you okay with overtime? Can I pay you overtime? Can we see this patient? She's like, oh, hell yeah, absolutely. Got the room ready, saw the patient, took care of the patient, gave the patient some medication, prescription. Patient said thank you, seemed really, really relieved. Then I get a call from the insurance company. Told you guys this story. A couple months later, it was the fraud division. I'm like, ooh, okay, well, that's got to be juicy. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, what's going on? So I'm like, hi, it's Dr. Wax, what's going on? Well, we have a complaint against you. I go, me? Okay, what happened? Who? And they said that there was a patient who got a $40 bill or a $25 bill towards deductible. And they claim I never saw them. I never performed a gyne exam. And that I billed the insurance fraudulently because they never were in my office. And I go, before we start breaking this down, all right, can you do me one favor? What? Can you see if you paid the lab for a vaginal culture that was done that same day, that same late afternoon, early evening? Yes, it looks like we did pay LabCorp. All right, any other questions you have for me? No. Thank you. Now, that blew my mind. In fact, that was probably one of the final straws before I closed my office down. When you have a person on a Friday night when I could have been home with my family and my nurse could have been home with their family and we stopped everything to extend our night to take care of this patient, for them to just outright lie saying they were never seen so they could get out of $25 bill? Okay, people, it's ridiculous out there. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't run for office. And I get asked, and I know people say, look, you could win. No, I don't think I could win because I can't play the game. I'm not going to lie back. If I had to be up against some of these individuals in my town or neck of the woods, in fact, when I was asked to run for mayor, I called Mayor Oscar Goodman at the time. And I'm like, look, I don't want to run if your wife runs. He's like, you shouldn't run. You know, I think you're going to be amazing. I don't know if my wife is running yet. I think you should. I go, but no, but I don't want to run against her. I don't. I like her wife, and I want her to be mayor. So if she is mayor, I'm not running. And then she has been mayor, Carolyn Goodman, doing a great job. But I don't want to be up against people in my community, you know, throwing shade and fighting dirty. You don't. Why does it have to be that way? 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.